Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score. The Score. And 670thescore.com. An Odyssey station.
DeMar DeRozan. I love you.
So here's what I'm trying to figure out. And just as a reminder, what is your core thematic statement about Billy Donovan as Bulls coach?
Billy Donovan is really good at identifying problems, but I've never seen him come up with a solution for those problems.
All right. Well, so you think, well, what's a concrete example of that? I'm going to just tell you in real time. There are a lot of times we will hear from Billy after a game, and it's really satisfying because I know he saw what I was seeing.
And I know that he knows the game.
Yeah, and I know it's like, okay, yeah, you're right. If things did get bogged down, guys did stop sharing the ball, or people stopped moving their feet defensively, or that unit had a little problem because so-and-so had four fouls, and could, whatever it may be. That after the game, and sometimes even before the game, I love listening to him talk. Love it. But what bothered me specifically, this is the first time I really specifically was thinking this as it was going on, was during the second half of the game in Indiana. When everything that the box score bore out after the fact about stagnation and ball watching and stopping the ball, the ball was sticking. They weren't making the right basketball play. And I always talk about trading twos for threes.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do that. You're going to lose.
It's a bad economical setup.
It's bad math. It's bad math. But we saw it in real time. Here's DeMar. Against two guys and occasionally against three guys, contested 18-footer, hand in his face, around it in. What a shot by DeRozan. Three-point field goal, Benedict Mathurin. I mean, that's...
I mean, that is basically what happened in the Pacers game.
I mean, it's
game.
The opposite because they're on the road. It would be like, DeMar DeRozan, Mathurin for three! DeMar DeRozan for three!
TJ McConnell.
Right, you saw it. You saw it happening. So my question is, why not call a timeout and say, DeMar, we don't want to do that right now. Great shot. Don't do it next time. Next time you get doubled, let's move the ball around. Remember what we were doing in the first half? You'll get your opportunities. You'll get your spots. Right now, let's get back to what we were doing in the first half when we were up by 20. Remember
right.
that? Remember when we were up by 20?
We were up 21 points and...
But it happened, and it happened, and it happened. And maybe he is saying it. Maybe he is. And DeMar's like, gotcha, coach, gotcha. And then the next time that it happens again, and I don't know what you do, and I know you're dealing with a 33-year-old and a guy who might be going to the Hall of Fame, and the politics of it are different. But, man, that's when you coach. You're the coach. You're the coach. And I'm on my couch knowing what's going on. I'm like, oh, there we go. They're ball watching. DeMar's doing his thing again, and then the clock in Zach's head, it starts to wind. When is it my turn? When is it my turn? And that's what happens. So call a timeout and tell them to stop. Say, hey, DeMar, I love you dearly. Knock it off.
And there's going to be a time and place for you to do you. And we want that. This ain't it.
Right. Just remember what we were doing before? When the ball's moving side to side, in and out. top to bottom, weak side screens, all that stuff. Everybody's moving. And you know what also happens when we're doing that? We're getting more rebounds because people aren't stuck still standing watching.
The players become more functional because Patrick Williams isn't out on an island.
It's moving. And in that moment, when it happens again, nice shot, DeMar. Next time, don't do that. If we need it late, we'll tell you.
Right.
To the point, yesterday I thought we had a great conversation with Layla here talking about what DeMar DeRozan is, the value that he brings to the Bulls is obviously he's a scorer, but he scores in isolation, scores off the dribble, mid-range jumper game, right? So then you have Will Perdue on the postgame show last night. We heard the audio say, well, you're up 16, now I got to get mine as a player. And to me, I heard Zach LaVine, like that's Zach LaVine there. So then you have that dynamic.
I didn't.
So here, let me finish that because I think we're all correct here in how we feel about the way this is operating. You have DeMar scoring on his own, which results in another player, whether it's Zach or DeMar in any case, saying, I need to get mine, which results in Vooch saying, what the hell? And then the other complimentary players standing around. And then you see them blow late leads, and you see them lose to the Pacers, who had lost seven in a row.
Which should never have gotten there.
I love the way that I can visualize that. Like, with Vooch being like, what? Guys, what are we doing? We saw how well this worked before. I feel like, because I also think that quote from Will is talking about Zach having to get his. I feel like there's two guys playing one-on-one, but they play on the same team. And that's not good basketball. They're playing each other in one-on-one, but there's three other guys on their team and five other guys on the other team. Stop it!
But it can look so good. That's what's so frustrating, is when they stop doing that and they get things in the flow of the offense and they sacrifice, and it can look great.
It did
right there, and then it stopped.
And that's
call
part
timeout.
Of the reason
tell
why
them to stop doing that.
When I hear you say, Dan, DeMar is killing them, it makes me. I know DeMar is the reason why they're scoring and they're competitive in ball games, but because of his style, it hurts the rest of the group.
Let me give you some numbers here that just I thought were amazing. And if you are a listener to the Organizations Win Championships podcast, you heard it when this episode posted last night, because this was sent in after our show yesterday. This is from Jeff Fayerer, who does outstanding work. He is you should follow him on Twitter at JF_Fey. Really good at some of the stat analysis. Here is the percentage of field goal attempts by DeMar DeRozan from the area from 16 feet out to the 3-point line. So
bad shots.
Long twos. Last year, 28.8% of his field goal attempts were long twos. This year, 33.8%. So there's been a jump in what is considered the least valuable shot in the NBA. An increase of 5% over last year.
That's not what I was asking for.
His percentage of threes. Last year, 9.3%. of his field goal attempts were three-pointers. This year, 7.6.
Yeah.
So his three-point attempts have decreased. When before the season started, we looked at the math and said, just increase it a little.
If that number were closer to 12 to 13%, I'd be happy. And the reason that we were talking about this and why I brought it up, obviously, DeMar has been influenced by Kobe Bryant. His game looks similar to Kobe Bryant. And the reason that I brought up the three-point shooting is that at the end of Kobe's career, we saw his attempts from three go up. Now, they were never insane. Like, it's not Steph. But I feel like DeMar would be a more valuable player if he shot four threes a game.
You want to hear something amazing?
Yes.
Buddy Hield has made more threes in his career than Kobe Bryant.
I'm not that amazed by that.
That's still a very illustrative stat. But I'm not done here, because this is the one that brings it all home. DeMar is shooting 47.3% in those long twos.
Okay.
Okay, in that area six, which is defined as the
47.3.
That's from that shaded area 16 feet out to inside the 3-point line.
Okay.
47.3. Now, if someone replaced those, if you replaced those shots with 3-point field goals, what percentage would you need to equal the value?
I'm guessing 31%.
Bang on. 31.5%. That's the math. That's that. It's just basic math.
What's DeMar's career 3-point percentage?
I want to say,
is it 29?
No. It's not that good. I think it's less than that.
Let me take a look.
Okay,
I'll look it up while you're still going through.
But like Javonte Green's at 35, right? Patrick Williams at 42. Like 31 isn't that great anymore. So you could have an NBA guy shoot threes to replace all that spectacular value and all that hard work and falling down and hands in his face and going to the line and everything that he does. And it all looks great, but it is the old term in comedy of the needless expenditure of energy.
DeMar shoots 29% from 3-point in his career.
Right.
Shooting 27% this year.
Okay.
I still want him to shoot more threes. He's close enough that he should try it.
But it's gone down.
Two more a
game. He's taking fewer.
I know. It doesn't make any sense. Like, and here's the thing. For me, him making the 3-pointers is significant, but the attempt does so much to the geometry of the floor. You know what game you're playing now? Like, if you could just
shoot a three every time.
I'm not even saying that, but I'm saying,
seriously, play like
if you're going to shoot that 22 footer, just take a step back and watch what it does to the defense if they know that you're going to take that shot. It makes it easier for the ball to move around the perimeter. It gives you more space. It's literally more space for the offense to operate if they think you're at least going to attempt a 3-pointer when you get the ball top of the key and the guy isn't guarding you or the double hasn't come yet.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.